important show. If you want to check us out on all of our social media platforms, check us out on Twitter at Tinfoil Hat Cast.
On Instagram at Tinfoil Hat Pod.
You can find us on Reddit. It's reddit.com/r/tinfoilhatshow. Or allcomedytshirts.com.
If you have any suggestions for future guests or topics, go ahead and email us at tinfoilhatpod@gmail.com.
Yeah, and welcome back. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Tinfoil Hat. I'm Sam Tripoli. Yes, obviously, Off the Grid is not here again. I will address that at the end of the show. I will answer the answers that you are asked to the questions you are asking to the best of my ability once towards the end of the show. Real quick, want to thank everybody who came out to Canada. We packed it out. Niagara Falls, the first main big headliners they had at that club, the Corner Comedy Club. Four packed out shows. Eddie Bravo, myself. We can't thank you enough, Canada, for all the love. Now, if you want to come see me again, I got some shows coming up. Next Tuesday, the 25th, I'm doing the Comedy Chaos at the Comedy Store. We have Burt Kreischer, Whitney Cummings, Theo Vaughn, and we're going to be adding more and more people to that show. I will keep you posted on that. And then October 3rd at the Brea Improv, we will be having an evening of Sam Tripoli and his weirdo friends, okay? Corey and Chad, George Perez, Mike Tully, and we're going to be adding more of that. Go to brea.improv.com and make sure you get those. And then, of course, October 12th is the big Philly show, Tinfoil Hat. It's going to be Eddie Bravo, myself, at the Philly Punchline. Go grab those tickets. And then Sunday, I'm coming home, 607-315. We will be at the Syracuse Funny Bone. We're doing a Tinfoil Hat. Myself, Eddie Bravo, and guess what? You get to meet my mom, the lady who pushed me out and just has to wonder what happened to her kid, okay? So that's all coming. T-shirt guy, we're working on T-shirt guys. The show is in flux, but it's still kicking ass. So I love you guys. I appreciate all your support. Just know I'm working the hardest I can to put out the best show I can. Joining me in studio is a very good friend of mine. I think he is the last person Mitzi Shore made a regular. Please, you can hear him. He's got a show on Snapchat every Thursday, the E! Channels, What the Fashion, and he's got a show coming out. Right now, the title is The Funny Dance Show on E! Comes out, I believe, around October. He'll tell us more about my good friend, Justin Martindale.
Woohoo!
How good are you, buddy?
I'm fantastic. Tired, but good.
I hear you just had a great weekend with my BFF, Jessamay Peluso.
Yeah.
What a good show that is.
Oh, we had so much fun.
You are a wonderful comedian. I love watching you perform. You can go into crazy rooms where everybody's bombing, and you're one of those people that can flip the room. You do very well at that. You're going to hit whenever this time comes. You know, you're working, you're doing all this great stuff, but you're going to hit, and it's going to be wonderful to watch.
You've always told me that
for years
now.
I can tell when people are going to hit. I told Tiffany Haddish she was going to hit.
I've never heard 18, of her. I'm so sorry. I have no idea who you're talking about.
By the way, she returns my phone calls. I don't either, but no, she's great.
She texted me in New York, actually, when I was there last week.
She's wonderful, dude. I'm very upset with Cat Williams for going after her. Just like, dude, nobody can really understand what it's like to blow up at that level. And so I think we should all be just kind of be rooting for her.
Oh, completely.
Because the story is so insane, and it's such a wonderful fucking story, and I love her so much. Mm-hmm. And here's what I've always learned about people who blow up. They always come back around.
Like, yeah.
I've had so many friends blow up, and then you're like, oh, dude, they don't call. And then, like, after about 2 years, they come back around because they get to hang out with the rich people, and then they realize they're all, like, sharks.
Yeah.
So they want to hang out with the people that kind of knew them back in the day. So tell me about the Snapchat show.
Well, it is called What the Fashion. It's pretty much like a millennial take on what Fashion Police was, and I'm the host for it, so it's a weekly Snapchat event. We just did 3 episodes live on Twitter under E! News' account last week. And then we tape an episode every Monday, and they come out on Thursday. And it's doing really, really well. And we've got it picked up till 2020. And we're hoping that from Snapchat we go to other digital platforms to eventually linear television. So
is linear television still the... I mean, it is, because even though you're a millennial, there's still that, when I grew up, I watched television, yeah. And there were these linear channels. Like Tom Segura is a great example of that. The guy literally is doing, like, selling out theaters. He's got a podcast that's doing a million watches, views, and everything. But he still wants to be on TV. And I'm like, you almost, like, pass that.
Right.
But he's from that time where, like, you went on television. You had to do TV. And him and Christina got that new show on NBC, and they deserve all of it. But it's like, do you need it?
Right. This one was a big challenge, especially doing, it was the first time I've ever done anything live, especially on like Twitter, which is, you know, millions and millions of people. So we had our first one, which got over like a million views, which is insane to even think about.
That is insane, but a million people.
I think that's what television shows need to do now is they have to somehow incorporate digital stuff, whether it be like Instagram or all the grams that are out there
all
right now.
The
like, there's
all
the so grams. Many of them. But like to promote and to like, hey, if you have the opportunity or if like you're an older parent or grandparent, that's sad to say, but like who doesn't know about social media.
Right.
I guess I'll just watch the old television.
You know, I had a conversation last night with a friend of mine who just won an Emmy, and she was just like, people still watch sitcoms.
Yeah.
And it's like that older group of people. But like I like baseball. Baseball's for older people because we just want it simple.
Mm-hmm.
So, tell us about this dance show. Another show out of the belly room that is going to television.
I remember
watching it, and I'm like, that's going to get on TV. Going to get on TV. So it's the funny dance show.
That title alone should just explain everything. So my friends, Heidi and Justine, who are both comics, they put this show together in the belly room about a year ago.
Speaking of twinks, look at this. Look at this fucking twink.
Oh, it's Brett and Bilko.
Yes. Go on. Sorry.
So we put it together for a year, and then every month we sold out. And it's pretty much a mix of like roast battle meets Dancing with the Stars. It's like Dancing with the Stars pretty much. So it's like comics. We have two teams of two comics, and they battle it out in duets, and then they have to do a solo number, and then it's me, an actual dance choreographer, and another comic who are judging them, and whoever wins gets $10,000 to donate to an arts charity of their choice.
Oh, that's great.
So it's pretty cool. It's like giving back to the community.
Well, that's wonderful.
That's what it's all about.
I feel like sometimes comics, maybe I'm just Comedy Store, always like, oh, too cool for school and all that stuff, but I grew up on dance. I was a break dancer my whole life, you know? And I think that's a really great idea. I think anytime comics can work, it's great. It's good to see people coming back to comedians to get like the ideas because, I've been around for a while. You've been around for a little while. And for a while there, like nobody was using comics for anything. And as much as everybody hates Dane Cook, he was a big moment in this kind of like change. And I have no problems with Dane. I used to bang heads with him a lot. Now I'm like, you know, dude, I feel like he put his time in, paid his penalty, and he's doing his own thing, so I wish him luck. But, you know, he kind of did bring that back, and it looks like somebody just got a new tattoo. Huh?
Oh, I did, yeah. Yep. Jessamay and I got him.
Is that
yesterday.
A real tattoo or like some stick-on?
It's a real tattoo.
What does it say?
It says Sugarfoot. My mom's birthday. It's her 65th birthday today.
And happy birthday to mom.
Her horse was, my grandpa raised horses for Elvis Presley, so...
Really?
Yeah, and so my mom had a quarter horse named Sugarfoot, and Elvis was like, can we take any horse? And my grandpa was like, you can have any horse, just don't take my daughter's horse. And Priscilla was like, that one! And that was it. So my mom, to this day, has been enraged with Priscilla Presley, and so I just got this with the...
So
got the horseshoe, and it's got the blue
outline.
She took Sugarfoot. So my mom, to this day, has been, like, tormented.
Karma's
so
a bitch.
I showed it to her, and she, like, started tearing up and crying. I was like, oh,
that's
happy
great.
Birthday.
Is that your first tattoo?
No, I got this one right here, too. So
what
I'm gonna.
Is that?
This is just, like... An M for
with
my
a fucking devil goat
horns.
Head.
Yeah,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
Good.
Just something
good.
Spiritual
yeah,
and current.
Yeah.
Yeah. But now I'm addicted. I'm like, I want like a whole fucking sleeve now.
Do you?
Yeah.
You're going to go for it? That's a
well,
lot.
Well, like to hear.
Nothing wrong with that. Are you working on any specials? Are you shooting your own shit?
Working on it.
You
I'm trying.
Should do it.
I'm trying.
You're
I think
a great
once
comic.
All this stuff starts going on, people will be like, oh, who's this guy we've
you're a great
never
comic.
Heard
you
before?
Should. You Thanks. Should be getting 15s on Netflix. Are your people pushing you, or am I just speaking to the choir at this point?
It's a little bit of both, because it's like, he's there, but he's not that busy. And I'm like, well, stick around because October's coming up and it's going to be fucking nuts. So.
For sure. So I'm super excited that you came on.
Mm-hmm.
We like to do different shows. It's a wonderful time to be a conspiracy theorist.
Yes, it is.
And so today we're going to do a little thing called Cuckapalooza. Yes, that's right. I have this theory that when rich people get, well, when they get rich and famous and they get married, and you see a lot of these like kind of like winter spring relationships where it's like an older, powerful man mm-hmm. with a much younger woman, and like, everybody's getting what they want. They're getting like, you know, he's getting a young, pretty like arm candy. She's getting cash. She's getting power. She's getting all that shit. But he doesn't have the sex drive they want, and he's busy making money. So eventually she ends up going out and, you know, getting a little weird, like, which is every episode of Maury Povich.
Sure.
You know, like, you aren't, you know, you always hear the woman going like, you know, you didn't show me no attention. He's like, I was working.
I have to support this trailer.
Right?
Yeah.
And, you know, I we always have this notion that men are just like sex weirdos and they just want sex all the time, which we do. Like, we are much more likely to have sex with someone that we don't know their name, mm-hmm. but it could happen. But I think women have a lot more sex than they ever let us know.
Yeah, look at the teachers in public school.
Right? It's just like they're constant. Like, the moment they leave the house, dudes are hitting on them. It's a constant hit-on situation. And, you know, look at the Comedy Store. Like, it's not like it used to be. It's more business now.
Mm-hmm.
But during those, and I use the word golden very loosely with those years, but the golden Tommy years, right?
Mm-hmm.
When it was like half dead.
Mm-hmm.
But there was also like, if you were in, it was a wonderful place to be. You mm-hmm. could really work hard on your act. And then there was just chaos all over the place.
Yeah.
Now, you know, men and women hook up all over the Comedy Store. Does it go the other way too? If you're gay, is there places back in the day before Eric came and locked everything down where, you know, you would get weird at the Comedy Store?
I've never gotten weird at the Comedy Store.
Really?
Yeah, no.
That's so it's definitely a guy thing. A straight guy and a straight girl thing.
Wait, I take that back. Hold on. No, not at the store.
But you met people at the store.
Yes, yes, yes. That were not comics, yes.
And it's also got to be hard because it's like two blocks away from Mecca.
Right.
Which is like, is there anywhere else like that? I've been all over the world, like San Francisco. Like, oh, it's like, that's still not LA.
I mean, New York City was pretty crazy.
And Miami might be the other one.
Miami, San Francisco's kind of,
It was back in the day.
Yeah, back in the day, yeah. And then,
so there's, you know, it's like this famous story, and I told on the podcast that's going to be released in the next couple days for Patreon. It's just like there was this very famous, we'll call it chuckle fucker, that, you know, back in the day, these chicks would show up for the coke and the dick. And, you know, she gets caught blowing Ari Shaffir.
Why is it always Ari? It's always Ari.
Well, you know, like back in the day, he was always there, and now he's somewhat famous. So it's like he gets it. So then Black Chris, the manager, I call him Black Chris, mm-hmm. was watching Ari getting blown on the monitors,
mm-hmm.
and everybody's watching. Then it got out, and everyone's like, "Hold on, when did this happen?" And then everybody started doing math because it turns out she'd hooked up with five guys that night. So you were figuring out where you were on this weird kind of disconnected train that went on. Right?
Ugh, that's so gross.
I was four.
You were number four?
Number four.
Who was it? Can you say who it was?
Well, it's Katie. Katie M, we'll call her. She actually calls herself a legend. Katie Manzella.
Wait. Oh.
Do you remember her back in the day?
Not Boston Katie.
No, not Black Cock Katie.
No, okay.
Black Cock Katie was the only chick who would be like, "Walk around, I need 10 inches soft."
And oh,
like,
she would kick anyone's ass.
Yeah, and then she got banned for a while because she banged a guy in the woman's bathroom, but forgot to lock the door.
Makes sense, yeah.
And then the door opened, she's like, shot the da.
And like threw her shoe or something?
Shot the da.
Wait, Stephanie Simbari's friend at the time? Was that her? Am I thinking of that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, yes. Blonde, her mom.
Crystal's, her mom was a playmate?
Yes.
Yes, okay, got it.
And she's the best. She's the nicest person.
She's very sweet, yeah.
She wears it with pride. She's like, I'm somewhat of a legend there.
Oh, God.
I'm somewhat of a
Just
legend.
Pat yourself on the back. or hey, the dude, puss, whatever.
I appreciate those people. I appreciate those people. So real quick before we get into it, I want to announce that the Tinfoil Hat has a new sponsor, everybody. Listen, some of you guys are into like, you know, conspiracies. We're all into conspiracies, but some of us like sports because there's a lot of sports conspiracies. So I'm very proud to announce for all you listeners that Tinfoil Hat is now working with BetDSI. BetDSI for all your bet needs. That's right. We're in the prime time, man. Yes, lizard people are out there. Yes, Trump is fucking a weirdo. Yes, we got that Hillary's eating children. All right. Okay? It's all going on. All of it's real. Multiple dimensions. You know, we have Alex Jones and we have Elon Musk talking about how there's multiple. It's all out there. But guess what? There's also sports going on, okay? We got baseball's getting into the playoffs. We got fucking baseball. We got football in full play. We got UFC is going. This is a great time. So if you want to support the show, and this is really to help the show, please go to BetDSI.com. Use the promo code HAT, okay? HAT100. HAT100. So what happens is you go in there, you use the promo code HAT100, and whatever you deposit in there, you can get 100% match up to $500. So you put $400 in there, you'll get $800, okay? So they'll match it. Put $400 in, your account will have $800. And that is our friends at BetDSI. Please go. Please support us. Help the show. I talk about us like there's two people. There may still be two people. We'll get into it at the end. But so go and, I mean, dude, I make UFC bets all the time. I do UFC parlays. I do all that stuff. So please check that out. So BetDSI.com, promo code, once again, HAT, H-A-T, 100. Help us out. Help me, help you, help us, okay? Cuckapalooza. Basically, Cuckapalooza is all of these famous people. What happens is they get so famous and they get bored and they basically end up all fucking each other.
Very incestuous.
Very incestuous. Like right now there's a rumor that there's a secret tape of Trump messing up Melania, right?
Like ruffling her up?
Yeah, in an elevator because he just found out that she was fucking around on him.
She has to be.
With the guy who owns Tiffany's.
Oh, perfect.
Right?
Yeah.
But then you also hear about him, and now he's hooking up with all these porn stars and paying them off, which my problem is like, why, if I pay you, you should shut up. I think it's a violation of the contract, right?
But knowing him, he doesn't do contracts right. So that's the thing. It's like he doesn't even sign his name on it. So it's like they find these little niches to get away with it.
I mean, here we go. We got a couple pictures. We got obviously Arnold Schwarzenegger. Can we bring that up on the screen?
Oh, is this the maid?
Yeah, the maid, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Eddie Murphy, how many kids does this guy have?
Eddie, oh,
for
he's
a dude
got
everybody
a lot.
Thought was gay, he bangs a lot of chicks.
Well, yeah.
Right? Eddie Murphy had this. And look how young she is, dude. She's 3. He's 53 years old.
How many does he have? Like 62?
I mean, dude, it is a race.
Yeah.
Between the Murphys, the Wayans brothers, and the Rocks. And I think the Rocks and the Wayans are going to hook up and have like a Megatron, you know, fucking comedy thing. Michael Jordan had some kids. This is a I didn't know about this one. Owen Wilson knocked up his personal trainer and they had a kid.
Where's the baby? We don't get to see it?
They didn't show it. Hugh Grant knocked up that guy.
Ted Nugent? Is that Ted Nugent?
Jesse Jackson, Ted Nugent. Yeah, I'd got a fucking had a kid. Ted Nugent had a fucking kid. Yep. He hooked up with his, just some chick. Where we go, married, had a brief with a New Hampshire woman. That's all they call her, is New Hampshire woman.
Just the New Hampshire woman.
Chuck Norris banging it out, knocking it out.
Yeah.
He didn't even know she had a kid until she wrote him until 1991. Steven Tyler. I mean, if you're a rock star, you have kids everywhere.
Yeah.
Thomas Jefferson was knocking up the help.
Yep.
All the fucking time, right? Clark Gable, we know that. So let's get into the most obvious ones, too. Cuckapalooza, Michael Jackson.
See.
Michael Jackson ended up dating this woman right here. Deborah Rowe. Deborah Rowe. I mean,
no.
You would think that.
I never believed for a second that that was a real thing. I think she was the egg donor and he like pulled out his like cryogenic lizard sperm.
If you look at these kids, right,
Paris looks like the mom.
Look at these kids, right? Look at these kids right here. Yeah. Right? Do they look at all?
No.
Like they, there is a blonde, that's a blonde kid right yeah. there.
So it's Paris, Prince, and Blanket.
Yeah. Nobody gets normal names at
no
all,
one.
By the way. Nobody gets normal names.
But by the way, Paris, Michael Jackson, and Blanket's actual real name is Paris, Michael Jackson II. So his two kids have the same fucking name.
People like to do it. George Foreman named every one of his kids George Foreman.
Yes, it's so weird.
There is no cream in that coffee.
But Paris looks like her mom, and then the other two, I think the youngest one has a little bit of Michael-esque in him.
Yeah, so he raised them like it was his kid, and it was obviously not his kid.
No.
Now, this has happened in my family multiple times. We found Excuse out me. That my grandfather had a side family that we never even knew about, and we didn't find out until he passed. And then my cousin had a kid, and we're like, that kid's pretty dark.
Up.
That kid's pretty dark.
Mm.
Turned out, yep, half black. We love her to death. We love her so much, but that happens, dude.
That sounds like the Affleck duck doing a paternity test. Yep. Half black.
But we definitely sit there. Oh fuck, this thing is messing up. So let's get into it. Let's start simple. Let's sure. start something from your world, right?
Okay.
Khloe Kardashian, right?
Sure. Okay.
Who is Khloe Kardashian's real dad? Khloe was born June 27th to Robert and Chris Kardashian, right?
Mm-hmm. Allegedly.
Allegedly. Well, you know, the big thing is that the mom, Chris, actually sold a book mm-hmm. that was bragging about how she had cheated on Rob when they were together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she sold the book on that.
She also sold her daughter's sex tape.
Yes.
So nothing should be surprising.
Not only did she sell it, she told her to shoot it.
Yeah.
That is black witchcraft.
Yeah.
That is some witchcraft shit when you're like, listen. Because they saw, you know, it goes back to what we were talking about with the Norm Macdonald and the controversy. Now the episode's huge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you remember Daniel Tosh?
Mm-hmm.
Right before his, what I forget what season was, he got accused of saying a woman should get raped. And all hell broke loose. That episode was his biggest episode
oh, yeah.
ever.
We love controversy.
Yeah. So
love
if you
it.
Planned on what your controversy is going to be.
I need to figure it out.
Before you do it.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go into who the suspects. Do you think Rob Kardashian is Khloe's mom?
Do I think Rob is Khloe's mom? No, I think the mom's ex-hairdresser is.
Okay, we'll get into that.
Okay.
So O.J. Simpson,
no.
there's this whole thing that O.J. was in.
Yeah.
Like, man, I don't know what it is about these Kardashians. I don't know if they're told to do it, but they love to date the worst men ever, right?
Well, yeah.
Like they date like MySpace rappers and mm-hmm. shit like that, right? Yeah. So they for a short time they thought, hey, it might be, because they were very close. I mean, very close to the point that fucking Rob Kardashian hid the murder weapon. Basically, they let him walk out with like a duffel bag, and nobody ever saw that duffel bag again.
Yeah, it was gone. And then Chris went to the funeral.
Yeah, and how many of these Dream Team guys are dead? I think one is left.
Yeah.
Like half of them got cancer. I'm like, dude, that's karma and fuck.
Sure.
So let's look at, you don't think it's O.J. Simpson?
I don't think it's O.J. Simpson, no.
Okay, next up is, I'm going to skip that guy, Lionel Richie.
No.
There's this whole thing that made, this one, can we show this one? Lionel Richie. A lot of people think it might be Lionel Richie.
Oh, because of his daughter Sophia?
Yeah, how they kind of look alike right yeah, there in some yeah. weird way. You don't think so?
Well, you have to realize that I don't think Sophia has as much because she's still young, but I mean, Khloe definitely has like had some fucking work done. Like, work done recently.
And like, here's my pick. You brought it up
yes,
earlier.
This is the one that I've stayed with for a while.
It's basically this guy, Alex Rodin. Look at that, dude. Are you telling me that's not the same, that they're not related?
Where is it?
Look at right here. Yeah. Punch it up.
Yeah,
look at that.
Totally.
Look at that, dude. That's so obvious. Is this chick just letting people go blasting inside her? Just sit around blast. Look at this, dude. It is so look at that. This picture. For sure.
Wait,
look at that.
Where's the one?
Look at this one. For sure. That looks exactly like him. Look at that. They look exactly like the same person.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Right?
Uh-huh.
I mean, Khloe came out as blonde. Nobody in that family's blonde.
She had blonde curly hair.
Yeah. Nobody is blonde in that family, right? It's fucking nuts. Khloe Kardashian is definitely not Rob Kardashian's kid. That's for sure. It's fucking I mean, and then I think it happened again with one of the daughters, right? That she had a kid that doesn't look like the dad.
Who, Kylie?
Yeah, and that looks like the
19-year-old one?
It looks like the oh yeah, that's totally it.
Kylie, yeah, she
looks like the fucking the bodyguard.
Oh, I haven't seen this one. You mean Travis Scott's kid?
Hold on.
Is this supposed to be Travis Scott's kid?
Kylie's kid.
Kylie's kid.
Jenner.
Her name is Dream.
Really?
Wait, I don't know. Hold on. No, Stormy. Sorry. Oh. Different stripper name. Sorry.
Why can't we just have normal names? Father of kid.
But don't get it twisted, Sam. It's Stormy with an I, okay?
Oh, yeah, agrees. Yeah. Kylie Jenner's baby's daddy is her look, it even happened there! These women are so scandalous, dude.
Yes.
Right? It's
just harlots, ladies in the streets.
They just don't care. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Let me see.
For sure. Here, hold on. Look at that, right there. Look at that. Look at that.
That's the bodyguard?
Yeah.
On the right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
He has his eyes.
Uh-huh.
The fucking baby's Asian. My words, not his. Baby Asian, right?
Yeah.
Look at that, dude.
I could see it.
I mean, dude, why would you ever date one of these Kardashians?
Money.
Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching.
Yes, but who gives a shit about your soul?
Look at this.
I don't care about your
soul. Whose kid is this? Whose kid is this?
Yep. Sam, that's a touchscreen. You can zoom in on any of these just like a phone.
I can if I want to.
Oh, yeah. Zoom that in.
Look at that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, come on, dude. There's no, that's.
Yep.
That's straight fortune cookie. Am I right?
You just open it up and says, you are not the father.
Yeah, dude, that's great. Tim Chung is his name. Tim Chung. You don't see that in the fucking, the cuckolding fucking videos, right? Where it's always like a white guy with a white wife and a black guy. It's never a black guy with a white wife with an Asian guy.
No, never.
You never see that. This guy's kind of groundbreaking. I think that's kind of...
I've never heard that. That was groundbreaking for me. I haven't heard that one.
Are there, in the gay community, is there any of that cuckolding videos out there? Where it's like, you know, guy and his twink boyfriend and then some other dude comes mm-hmm. in. He's like, oh, don't do that. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's so Phil. Mm-hmm. You know, it's so funny.
But guys are different, though, than women. That's the thing. Guys, I feel like they're just horn dogs and can get away with it. But right. Now women, I feel like it's okay for women to do the same thing men have been doing forever.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
For sure.
If we're all about like equality, I'm going to be a hoe too.
Well, you know, I was talking about that. My brother has worked in strip bars for a very long time. And he basically was saying that the business is dying. And you know, if you look at the porn business, it's dying as well. It's like very hard for an adult film star to make a dollar because there's so many girls doing it.
Yeah.
Which means the culture war was won. You know, back in the day, when I was growing up in the 70s and 80s, there was that one special chick who was just filthy. And she, none of the other girls loved her and all the guys loved her.
Right.
Loved her. The girls hated her, the guys loved her. And she was special in that way. Now I feel it's like everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just like, it's just a cultural war. And I also believe, because of pornography, you're going to see more and more bisexuality.
Well, it's a lot more like sexually fluid. I was with, this weekend, one of the comics was female. I don't want to mention her name, but she was talking about like, she's like, yeah, I love eating ass. I love my ass getting eaten. I was like, madam.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Like, it was just kind of, but I mean, that's like what the kids are into now is just.
Eating ass. I've seen that since 85, and that's a true story.
Yeah.
True fucking story. Next up on our Cockapalooza, it is Barbara Bush.
Oh.
Barbara Bush, that's right.
Barbara Bush, the daughter or the grandma?
The grandma.
Okay.
Barbara Bush, the grandma.
Okay, the one who just passed away.
The one who just passed away, and everyone's like, she's such a wonderful person.
She was a spirit of light and love.
She is so loved. It's not like her vagina wasn't a portal for fucking lizard people, right? So she was born 1925 in Flushing, New York, to Melvin Pierce and Paulina Pierce, okay? Now, the whole belief is that She's not Pierce's kid. Melvin Pierce's kid.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. The belief now is that the actual father is, we've talked about this before on the show. Hold on. Here we go.
Charles Manson.
Nope.
Damn it.
Mr. Crowley. Bum, bum. Aleister Crowley, who is basically the father of modern day black magic and basically Satanism, dude. And
ew.
Okay.
That's like the Omen type of shit.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
so
yeah.
He's the father of Satanism?
Yeah. Well, he's basically
Pierce was? Or no.
Well, no. Aleister Crowley is like one of the most famous of the Satanists. He actually was it's very interesting because if you look into like NASA, who started NASA, Jack Parsons, who was a big disciple of Aleister Crowley, he wrote the Book of Law, which supposedly he went to this pyramid in Egypt, this very special room where only like three men have ever been allowed in, and he was one of them, and the other ones were Hitler and Napoleon and him. And basically he channeled this alien, right? And he wrote the Book of Law. The Book of Law went through him. And basically, and you hear like all these like dark arts performers talking about the book. Like, you know, it's like Jay-Z's very famous. Do as thou wilt is a very famous. Do your will, basically. Mm-hmm. Do as you want to because you are a god, right? So the mother of, here's a very, and we're going to see a lot of this in these kids, in these bastard kids, I guess you call them. Their mothers, again, spring relationship with a winter father, older man, and they're just known for getting weird.
Mm-hmm.
Like going out, they're known for like going to parties, kind of like, you know, I always talk about this, like the women who did porn back in the day, did interracial porn, they were such like trailblazers, right?
Yeah.
Like back in the 70s, they're like, fuck it, I don't give a shit. I'm gonna make a black guy. And then they couldn't go back to their hometown and nobody talked to them because it was such fucking like advanced shit. So you got these mothers, and there's so many crazy pictures of this. I'll show you this picture. So basically, she supposedly met in Paris in October. Oh yeah. They were in France together, and Aleister Crowley and Paulina Pierce met in Paris in 1924, and in 1925, Barbara Bush was born. Now, the mom mysteriously dies in a car crash because the dad fucking dropped his coffee and lost control of the wheel.
Sure.
And we see this happen.
But like a 1920s car? Yeah, where it's like,
that are built like tanks. Yeah, right. Like you could run them through a tree.
Exactly. And you'd be okay.
Right? So we go through these pictures. It's so fucking crazy. Barbara Bush. Look at these pictures where they just, look at this, dude. Are you telling me that they ain't related? Huh? Look at that. Look at that.
Oh, that is weird.
Right? Right? Look at that. Look at, if you go and you go to Google, put in Aleister Crowley, Barbara Bush, and you can just see crazy ass pictures.
She has his father's eyes.
She has.
That's like Omen shit.
Oh, for sure, dude. And they do all these like crazy pictures where they,
because I always thought Barbara Bush was,
look at this one, where they split the screen. I mean, this is so nuts. It's basically the same guy. I'm getting used to do it. You motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, that is weird.
Right?
It's just a little bit like Dick Cheney, too.
I'm sure.
Maybe they were related as well.
What are they doing? Why are you doing this? Look at that.
But I always thought Barbara Bush, for a woman, was a very masculine-looking woman.
For sure.
And they always said that she ran the household after she passed. Well, like she was like the iron fist of the whole house.
Well, it's always like, you know, when Jay-Z and Beyonce hook up, you're like, oh, please, I look like Beyonce. And she came out, she looks like Jay-Z, right? You know? It's the same. Like Larry Bird's a very famous basketball player. Yeah. Like he won't ever recognize that this woman is his daughter. And you see her, and it's like, oh, that's your kid.
Mm-hmm.
For fucking sure. Mm-hmm. For fucking sure. So it's not just her. Look at that. I mean, like you have all these things where they look basically like the same fucking person. Look at that, dude. The same person. Well, she has a son, obviously, a couple sons. And one of them is, where is it? Right here. Boom. Oh, I fucking did put it up there. Michael Bush looks exactly like Michael Crowley. Michael Bush, her daughter, her son looks exactly like Aleister Crowley. I could find it, but I'm too lazy. So that's another one. just over and over. Justin Trudeau. Do you know who Justin Trudeau is?
Prime Minister of Canada?
Yeah.
Yep.
So the whole thing is that Justin Trudeau, guess who his dad's supposed to be?
Can I guess? Hold on. Is it like a famous person?
Yeah.
Really?
Very famous.
From what decade? I mean, what, the 70s, 60s, 70s?
Yeah, all through it.
I don't know.
Fidel Castro.
No, come on.
Yes.
No. Fidel Castro. But yeah. Now I'm going to see it, and I'm going to freak out. I'm going to wake up in night terrors and sweats again. Thanks. Thanks, tinfoil.
Let's get into this, okay? So basically what happened was, here we are again. A mom, a very famous mom, who is a famous, flower child, right? She was like, she didn't play by the rules.
In the 60s?
Oh, yeah. Just, I mean, like, listen, man. You remember, what was Goldie Hawn's daughter name?
Kate Hudson?
Kate Hudson. Uh-huh. Do you remember when Kate Hudson was just on a tear? Like, she was banging everybody that was famous?
Yeah.
Like, you know when Tiffany Haddish blew up and she went up to Leonardo DiCaprio? I was like, when are we doing this?
Yeah.
Right?
God, goals.
Yeah, right? when are we going to fucking do this, right? That's basically these famous women. So Trudeau was born December 25th, 1971.
Christmas Day.
What a gift, right?
And the next day is Boxing Day, which is huge in Canada.
Humongous. Mm-hmm. It's like their day. Like, is that their, what is that? A-Rod?
It's like when they return all the shit they didn't want or something. It's like go
is
back.
Is it when they go buy everything, right? It's their day when they buy everything. I think it's like their Black Friday.
Because it's cheaper after Christmas. Something like that.
Aaron, I'm looking for some kind of input here. Nothing. Okay. Fuck. You fucking. Trudeau was born 1971 to Pierce Elliott Trudeau and Margaret Sinclair after 4 months of marriage. So he's just fucking, you know, he got her pregnant first.
And another Pierce. That's the Pierce name in there again.
Dude, you're fucking right.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking crazy. So the Premier of Canada. It was a winter spring relationship again. She's a crazy person. She's a flower child. In 71, they all meet up with Castro. Because in Canada, you can go down and basically meet with Canada. You can, at the time, you could go to Cuba. We can do that now. We couldn't do that back then. We weren't allowed to go back when they had the embargo because of the Bay of Pigs,
mm-hmm.
where they thought that Russia was going to try to put some nuclear weapons in Cuba. So they pounded Cuba really hard. But if you look at this, here's a picture of the dad, which is, what's his name?
Like a Tony Bennett lookalike? Yeah.
And Trudeau, and the mom is all handsy on him.
Very handsy on Castro. Right? Uh-huh.
Very handsy. So Pierre Trudeau and his wife Margaret became close friends with the president, right? Right? And she's just touchy-feely.
Very touchy-feely.
She literally went on to bang everybody. So I want to find this one picture. Look at that. That is Fidel Castro as a kid.
On the right.
Yeah. And that is fucking Trudeau. Come on, dude.
Yeah, that's pretty weird. Oh, my God, that is weird.
Look how similar they look.
Yeah, that's really... I always thought he had like a Latin flair about him. Like, there's something like, you know, those... Because if you go to, like, a lot of Latin countries,
they're
very... The blonde hair, blue eyes. But, like, there was something very, like Latino about him.
Yeah, I mean, he's not liked by Canada at all. It is amazing how disliked he is. I mean, his mom went on to just... They got divorced after a while. And then Margaret went on to just literally bang everybody.
Good for you, Margaret.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're a free agent.
Yeah, you're a flower child. That's
put it out there, man.
Go for it.
But the problem is the pussy bone's connected to the heart bone. They always catch feelings. They got wired bad. Mother Nature did not take care of the ladies.
So what happened to her?
Yeah, so...
What happened to Trudeau's mom?
Trudeau's mom went on to bang half of the Rolling Stones.
Well, I mean, who didn't?
Yeah. I mean, he's still banging chicks.
Yeah.
He's still banging the ladies. So bang half the Rolling Stones... Fidel Castro, Ted Kennedy.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah.
The Kennedys were just banging everybody.
Yeah, they're the problem.
We get so mad at, like, Trump and all these people. Like, the Kennedys were banging everybody. And, like, listen, you can like Trump, you can not like Trump. But at least he pays these chicks off. The Kennedys, they'll drive you off a bridge.
Yeah.
Put you in the water.
Chappaquiddick realness.
Now make sure.
They'll go to a hotel room and go to sleep.
Yeah. They'll fuck you up, dude. So she, so later on, and this story all comes out later when basically Trudeau's, Fidel Castro's son, okay,
mm-hmm.
the suicide of Fidel Castro Diaz Balart, Fidel Castro's senior son, basically wrote in his suicide note, he basically wrote, let me find it real quick. This thing is so crazy. He basically wrote, hold on, it's fucking nuts, about how he could never live up to his dad's expectations of, we need to, okay, hold on. Where is this fucking quote? It's fucking hilarious. That's not hilarious. It's super sad. He basically says that he could never live up to his brother from Canada. He could never live up to that his father loved his brother from Canada for fucking ever, and he could never live up to his standards. And he was always like,
but he'd never met him.
No, they all knew each other. They all knew each other. They're all friends.
My brother in Canada.
Yeah, it's fucking nuts. I mean, he looks exactly like
him. Yeah, he does.
So do you think there's something there? So far, how many do you think there's been something there? I should do that.
I honestly feel like...
Khloe Kardashian.
Well, yeah.
Okay. Barbara Bush.
Yes.
So far, you think yes.
I feel, yeah.
Now we're on
just going on genetics and like facial structure alone and like the fact that everybody, like, that's the thing that really pisses me off about like the sexual generation is that it didn't happen until like Kinsey came around, but like everyone was a hoe. Everyone like had secrets and shit, and they all like had to like bottle up their feelings, which made them want to like go out and hoe more, you know what I mean? And then because everyone had a stigma about sex and they were like, oh, it's weird. And you know, back then, like, gay people were getting arrested.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, well, they're against the Bible and stuff. But I'm like, affairs have been going on forever. Like,
there is so many things in the Bible that people take one line
cherry-pick.
And just interpret it into this crazy things. Like, they always say Lucifer, right? Lucifer. There's one line in the entire Bible about Lucifer.
Mm-hmm.
One line.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about being casted down. That's it. Now there's this whole story about Lucifer. Thou shalt not, man shall not lay with man. What does that mean?
Yeah.
But then it just became
but it's
this
okay
giant...
if you do the other things.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Having an affair.
Dude,
adultery.
Covet your neighbor's wife.
Right. Basically, adultery is only if you fuck another man's wife.
Right.
So as a man, you could fuck everybody else,
mm-hmm.
but you can't fuck one guy's wife, which is kind of this weird rule that everybody has. So you can cheat on your wife, cheat on your girlfriend, but you just can't cheat with another man's wife.
And make sure to stay away from a raw oyster bar.
Yeah,
don't get me started. Straight to hell.
How many of these people at the Westboro Baptist Church are rocking mixed threads? They probably got some wool, some cotton, some everything
that
they've
made themselves.
Right? Mm-hmm. So the biggest thing is that if you really look around at all sexual sin, there anything that does not produce more Christians?
Mm-hmm.
Masturbation, mm-hmm. anal, all that bestiality, which I think most people agree with. But even though the production value on those pornos are going up.
I guess everyone's running out of ideas.
They're just like, dude, let's. I mean, these dogs have fucking agents. They don't want green. Anyways,
they have.
So
agents.
I found the quote. Okay, so the quote from Fidel Castro's son is. About his quote-unquote half-sibling. But what was I to do? Diaz-Balart stated, I am Cuban. My brother is Canadian. If he was born and raised in Cuba, he would have lived in our father's shadow forever, just like me. It's so specific,
and
bro.
Dark.
Right?
Yeah, that was weird.
Say, hey, if he lived here, he would have to put up with this bullshit, too. So now he lives over there, and he got the shine.
So did the mom have the baby then, and then she just kind of, like, put it in a basket and shipped it upriver to Canada, and
the Trudeaus
just found her?
No, the mom...
Found the baby, rather?
Trudeau's mom had him.
Oh, right.
While she was married to Trudeau's dad.
And just had it and passed it off.
And then was just like, this is your kid.
Yeah, look what we did.
Yay.
And we pushed our beds together, remember?
It just got older.
That's so bizarre.
So your thoughts, do you think that could be?
I absolutely. Well, that side-by-side picture, I was like, that was... Because I had a hard time remembering what Castro looked like, and then you showed me, and I'm like, oh yeah, that's totally them.
So I think that we're like 5 for 5.
Yeah, I think so too.
So this is a very interesting one, and we're gonna get kinda into some other stuff in the family too, which is Ronan Farrow.
Okay, very current.
Very current. Ronan Farrow is, the next ones are very current, except for the other one. So Ronan Farrow. So Ronan Farrow, here we go. Ronan Farrow was born to Mia Farrow and Woody Allen, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your thoughts on Woody Allen? Is he a scumbag?
Yes.
He's a scumbag.
Absolutely.
My friend Johnny Woodward won't believe anything that's said about him. But I'm like, you're banging your Korean adopted daughter.
Yeah, who spoke out today apparently and was like, be quiet to Ronan.
Yeah, of course he is. Yeah. Of course she is. She's got to defend her thing.
Ugh.
But it's like at the end of the day, it's still creepy as shit.
It's creepy.
Because you raised her from a super young age.
Yeah.
And then you just kind of waited. And do you think nothing happened before the magic date?
And you probably like bathed her maybe at some point? No? I don't know.
It's disgusting.
Mm-mm.
It's fucking disgusting.
Because how old was she when he adopted them or her?
I mean, she had to be super young,
like,
right?
Yeah.
Like baby young.
Yeah.
Thoughts? Aaron, anything? You're really dragging today, Aaron. So the thought is that maybe Ronan isn't Woody Allen's son and actually Frank Sinatra's kid. Right?
No.
You don't see it? Okay, we'll get in some more pictures.
He looks a little more like Steve McQueen.
Really?
I think so.
Hold on. Let's get into this. So Mia Farrow married Frank Sinatra when she was 21 and he was 50. Another not so much winter. We'll say fall.
21 and 50?
Yeah, he was 50. She was 21.
Okay. So this is when this is like Rosemary's Baby time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, well, this is how. She got divorced off Rosemary's Baby because she took a movie he didn't want her to. He'd booked her in another movie. I forget the name of the movie, but she didn't want it. She took the role of Rosemary's Baby, which in hindsight was probably the better idea.
And a biopic on Barbara Bush's life.
Probably.
Right, yes.
Probably. Yeah. 100%. So she basically, so he served her divorce papers right there. Just get the fuck out of here, broad.
Yeah.
You don't do my movies, you get the fuck out.
Yeah.
You get impressions on the show.
That's really good.
Yeah,
you've been workshopping
you.
That one.
I have. I've been doing it at UCB. What do you think of UCB's new rule where like a man can't play a woman?
That's the new thing?
Yeah, that's their new fucking thing.
Boo.
Like, just think of
that's
all
what
the
made it so great.
Bosoms,
the Groundlings was the Groundlings. I knew for a fact you couldn't do that. I think. I'm pretty sure. But I thought UCB was a little more like loose.
I just think they're buying into just the bullshit, right?
Aren't we supposed to be non-gender specific at this point?
Yeah, isn't that kind of weird that it is? You are kind of saying that there is an issue, right?
So if I put on a wig, I couldn't play a woman?
Yeah, you're not allowed to because there's people there.
But I can do it on Halloween.
Yeah, what is going to happen with that?
I mean,
what's going to happen on Halloween?
I'll get back to you on it.
Would everybody, look at these pictures, come on.
I'll do a West Hollywood exclusive for you on Halloween.
You don't think there's any resemblance, dude? How about this one? Any resemblance?
I could see it, but he just looks like a different, does he have blue eyes?
Let's see. Blue eyes.
He does have blue eyes, okay. And the jaw?
Yeah, the jaw's there. I mean, like, look at that picture, dude. I mean, like, you guys just put in Ronan Farrow and
Frank Sinatra.
And Frank Sinatra.
I could see it, but it's like the he's more Mia in the face, in the eyes, and the nose, but the...
But, okay, the question is he more Frank Sinatra or more Woody Harrelson?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, Woody
right,
Allen.
Right, yeah. No, yeah, that's definitely
right here. Look at this one.
Yeah, I forgot that Woody was in this equation, and so yes, I'm gonna
who
go
is the father?
Right then and there. I'm going with Frank Sinatra.
Look at that. Look at that. Blue eye, black eye.
Yeah, no.
I mean, it looks like old Ari. You think Ari could put that out?
That actually is old Ari. So.
Old Ari. Maybe Ari's in multiple dimensions at multiple times.
I would hope so. Who is my father? So yeah, it's definitely not. I know. I will go with Frank Sinatra on this one.
So in 2015, Mia states that it is possible that Frank Sinatra could be Ronan Farrow's father.
I remember this.
And basically, all hell breaks loose, and everybody, and then of course, all of Sinatra's legitimate kids were like, "Fuck that! Yeah. They're just trying to sell stuff." Blah 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 blah.
Well, because he would be the heir to the Sinatra fortune
for sure.
That's
dude.
Why they're freaking out.
Straight up Game of Thrones yeah, shit, right? Uh-huh. Straight up Game of Thrones.
He's the Jon Snow of Frank Sinatra's family,
and it's just yeah, for sure, dude. And then it just like this whole family's crazy, dude. The whole family is fucking nuts.
Who, the Pharaohs?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like, all the kids are adopted. They've all picked sides. I mean, you have this crazy-ass kid. I mean, so real quick, let's get into the fact that nepotism, like a motherfucker,
mm-hmm.
right? As a comedian, you're like, oh, look at this chick. She's in all these movies, right? She's in every, like, Dylan Pharaoh. Who's in like every like bachelorette party. She's actually a great actress, so I can't take that away from her. But
I don't remember what she looks like.
She's in right there. Here, can you put on screen? That's her. She's from Saturday Night Live. She's actually a very entertaining actress, but it turns out she's...
That's not...
Yeah.
Wait.
That's her...
Oop. Her name's... That's not Dylan Farrow.
Yeah.
That's... What's her name from...
That's Dylan Farrow.
SNL?
Yeah. I didn't know that either.
No, she's Vanessa. No, that's Vanessa.
Look it up, dude.
Hold on. I'm doing it right now.
Look it up,
Vanessa
man.
Byron. No.
Look
hold
up.
On.
Just put in Dylan Farrell.
Vanessa. Byer. That's her name. Byer. Vanessa Byer.
But maybe she got married. Right?
Vanessa Byer is an American actress and comedian. Best known as cast member. Emmy nomination. Office Christmas party. Blah, blah, blah. 5'6". They're saying that's Dylan Farrow?
Yeah.
This girl right here?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Google Dylan Farrow.
I'm doing
stuff. You're going around.
Stop screaming at me, Dad. Hold on. Dylan Farrow. That's about her Woody Allen allegations. Okay. Dylan O'Sullivan Farrow images. Nope. Totally different.
Let me see. That's totally her.
No, it's not.
100%
no,
that's her.
No.
Dude, you're so wrong. No. That's completely her.
Uh-uh.
It's the same person,
no, there's
dude.
There's a resemblance. Look, that's not her.
Yes, it is,
no,
man.
It's not.
You are crazy.
Standing my ground.
Hey, I'm going to put this up. You tell me, Ryan, if you think Dylan.
It's Aaron, and it's not Vanessa Bayer. Like, they're different people.
Yes.
What?
See, I told you. Yep. There's a similarity.
You're telling me
Vanessa Bayer and Dylan Farrow are not the same person.
Look at this.
So mad.
Look at this. It's all the same. Look at that. They listed her.
No, that's the daughter. That's Dylan Farrow right there.
That's Dylan Farrow right there.
Yes.
Okay. Let's put Dylan Farrow SNL. Let's do it. All right?
Uh-huh.
All right, well, we're going to disagree on that one.
Okay, we could disagree. Oh, we agree to disagree.
SNL. Oh, look at this. Look what first thing comes up.
What?
Dylan Farrow, SNL. Okay, boom, let's look it up. All right, he calls her out. He's been calling her out.
That's Dylan Farrow right there.
Yeah.
But that's not Vanessa Bayer. I feel like if you're going to be a Farrow, you're going to keep the Farrow last name and not go with a Bayer. You know what I mean?
What is this picture? It's the same chick.
No, they're similar. She's redhead and she's got a small mouth.
All right. Dude, that's how fucking crazy this shit is. It could go either way. Next up. And then the Moses. Now, you know, there's a Moses, right?
Moses Pharaoh?
There's a Moses, kid too. Here it is. Moses Pharaoh, super Asian. He's a super. Now, he says his mom's crazy. He's defending Woody Allen. Dude, can you believe anything in his family?
No.
The whole thing's just crazy, right?
Yeah.
It's just like when you're super...
Where's Moses? I want to see him. I didn't even know he was
Moses.
Around.
Moses Farrell. Let's do it. How come he didn't take his dad's name? How come they all took mom's old name? Moses Farrell.
Yeah. Maybe they want to be affiliated with him.
Let's see what we got here. Let's see. Images. Moses Farrell. Here we go. That's him. He looks like the kid from Indiana Jones.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Indy!
He's like a little Asian Harry Potter.
Yeah, he's a little. This is him right here.
That's him now?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. That's and him right there. Look
he's
at that
saying
guy.
That he's saying that
Rich
he...
Crazy Asians right there.
Rich Crazy Asians is the sequel to Crazy Rich Asians. Now we're just rich and crazy. Wait, so he's saying that Woody Allen's his father?
Yeah.
No, biological father.
No, he's obviously adopted.
Okay.
But they obviously adopted. Now he's defending Woody Allen, saying his mom was crazy. You're telling me that's not the same person? That's not the girl on SNL?
No.
Okay.
It's very similar. Very similar faces. Yeah.
All right, so we got to
go. No, because look, Vanessa's never been pregnant. She was pregnant in that picture.
Okay.
Or was she?
Or.
Bum, bum, bum.
Okay, so you say on the Ronan Farrell, go, no, yay, nay.
Ronan as Sinatra's son, yes.
Okay.
I will go with that.
Okay.
What was the other one?
That was just the
And that
one.
Was it, okay.
Next one is Prince Harry, everybody.
Oh, yes. I've thought
Prince
this for years.
Prince Harry.
Uh-huh.
Right? Prince Harry was born in St. Mary's Hospital in Peckington, London on the 15th of September, 1984 at 420.
Oh, he just had a birthday, too.
Happy birthday to you, boo. Okay. As the second child of Charles, Prince of Wales, heir apparent, and to Queen Elizabeth and Princess Di. Now, who could be the suspects? So let's go through suspect number one. Here we go. Now, we all know Princess Di, right? I thought Princess Di was like some peasant that he's just like, look at that ass, and I'm going to hit that, and I'm going to marry her.
Which, no, that's Kate Middleton.
Yeah.
She was the peasant.
she was royalty as well. She
yeah,
no,
yes, yeah.
Boom, 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 mother, parent, British throne. So yeah, they got married, and they had two kids. But like all these people, they stay married, and they're all fucking around with each other.
Yeah.
You don't give these women a little attention, boom, they're trying to find everybody. So the first suspect everybody might have been James Hewitt.
Mm-hmm.
James Hewitt. This is James Hewitt. This is, they actually have an admitted affair. He's a reclusive former, can you put this up? There we go. Boom. James Hewitt. This thing's on delay like a motherfucker.
Uh-huh.
Right, let me see if I can take that down for you. Boom. Right? So they met. He described an illicit couple with romance, became Dee's horse riding instructor in 1986. He went off. He was in the war. He tried to sell a bunch of their love letters for like $10 million.
Yeah. After she died.
After she died, like a fucking scumbag. Like a fucking scumbag. Huh? All right, so here's a page six that kind of breaks down the whole story. It's not coming up, same picture. All right, page six. Here's some pictures of all them together. Boom, boom, boom. Does that look like he looks like his mom, right?
Yeah, no, that's definitely a balance of mom and dad, I think.
Here, this one kind of looks similar right there.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of looks similar.
Gingery skin.
Yeah, got gingery skin.
Gingery peachy.
Got the same smile.
Mm-hmm. Right? Same eye squint.
Right. Looks more like him than he does his quote-unquote dad,
and
right?
He also has red hair, too. Yeah. And he doesn't have William's hairline.
So that is suspect number one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but suspect number two that I just found out about, Mark Dyer. Look at this dude. Now, this is the crazy thing. It's real dad revealed. And then, of course, they do it at the very last second after they get the wedding all taken care of. How come it's not coming up? Let me look real quick. Here we go. Princess Harry's real dad. Here we go. Mark Dyer. Look at this. That's who they think might be the real. Okay, yeah. Not saying he's the best looking guy in the world.
He looks like Gaston from Beauty and the Beast, but like a crazy ginger.
Right? Okay, let me close this real quick. Princess Di, where's that one?
His face is too big. He looks like one of the. He looks like the dad from The Incredibles.
Well, he really does. Holy shit, you nailed that. That's fucking perfect, dude. Right? But here's the thing. This guy has been in Prince Harry's life his whole life.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Why the other guy hasn't, this guy has. He's been invited. What? You said something.
No, my phone went off. Sorry.
You're really... Look at this. Here's pictures of him when he was a kid. Still in his life. Right?
So what does he do in his life?
Just like bangs princesses. I don't fucking know.
That makes sense.
Politically incorrect. Cavalier officer. Had an affair with the marriage with Princess Charlotte. But Diane's former butler proved... Look at this. Been with them the whole life. Went to the wedding. Went to the wedding. So this guy, Matt Dwyer, has been in Prince Harry's life.
But look, can we go down for a quick pick?
Of course.
The second pick. Okay, right
this
there.
One?
Right there. Yeah, go up. No. Up.
Okay.
Not that one. This one. Okay, that's him as a boy, right?
That's him
Not this one, the one below.
This one? Yeah, that's him as a boy. That's
right there, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, because I was like, that guy is huge. Like, if that was him fully grown, I would have been like,
that's him as a child,
yeah.
For sure. He's a kid there. But look how long he's been in his life. I guess he's been mentoring him, which means there's probably a little bit of emotional...
Yeah, I'm your real father.
I'm your real dad.
But don't fuck this up.
Now, have you ever thought... Look at that right there, the tabloids. Man, do you ever want to get that famous? That famous that you will fucking be like... They're just talking about you all the time.
No.
And dude, there's so, now. Like, do you ever hear about the conspiracy how Princess Di died?
How she was murdered by the royals
and why they did it because she was pregnant with the Muslim.
Yeah, that would not surprise me at all.
And that the guy who just died admitted they killed her.
Dodi Al-Fayed was his name, yeah. Right?
Or how about like you ever hear something about shit? Prince Harry's new? Because you're great. Dude. You ever heard about Prince Harry's new wife? Prince Harry.
Oh, the new one?
Yeah.
Oh, what?
Merkel is her name, yeah. Right? She,
Meghan. Well,
first of all, Meghan Merkel. Mm-hmm. First of all, like, Prince Harry was my favorite one.
Yeah.
If I had to pick
one.
He was
cool.
Well, he was going around, like, banging British, and, yeah. Like, versions of the real world. Like,
running naked on golf courses.
Yeah, just banging strange, dude. You remember he was going to go and he was going to... learn how to fly helicopters in Arizona at some city in Arizona. And the mayor was like, we do not allow any fornication with our daughters. You're like, your daughters are bleaching their assholes right now.
Right now.
And sugaring their vaginas, mm-hmm. Okay? They all want a shot at the fucking title.
Yeah.
Now, have you ever heard of blind items, crazy days and crazy nights?
No.
You don't know
maybe
about that?
Oh, I don't know. What is it?
So
maybe I just don't know the name. Let's see.
Basically, it's this quote-unquote... entertainment lawyer,
mm-hmm.
And he puts out information anonymously that people find out later that a lot of it's true,
uh-huh.
Right? And it's called Crazy Days and Crazy Nights. And if you're into the whole gossip and Hollywood thing,
what?
It's the fucking best.
Okay,
it's the best.
Is it a website?
Yeah,
blinditems.com.
Oh yeah, okay. Oh yeah, it's great. And you're like, oh fuck.
Yeah, thanks for the keyhole. You just like
no,
put me
you're
in.
Gonna enjoy. So he put out something about Meghan Merkel.
Okay.
And basically it was, here it is, hold on, here it is. Blind entry, 4/19/18. When she was a model on Deal or No Deal, uh-huh. Allegedly.
She was.
Okay, no, the rest of this is allegedly. Oh. Prince Harry's fiance, Meghan Merkel, was a hooker. And one of her clients was the Treasury Secretary, Steve Mnuchin. And she also used to hook up with Brett Ratner, mm-hmm. But slept with him for free. And like I've heard that rumor a whole bunch of times about her that they knew about it, but they didn't care because he's so far down the line. Like literally everybody has to be fucking annihilated for him to become the king.
Right, right, right.
And like how crazy her family was.
Oh, her family's batshit crazy.
Fucking nuts.
Her
right?
Mom is great, who still lives in Compton.
Yeah.
And she runs like a women's shelter
good
and like
for
takes
her.
All the laundry and like still goes and does it. The dad, however, was banned from the royal wedding.
Yeah. The dads are always
or no,
fucking
he was invited
shady.
But then had to go have heart surgery or something and had to miss it. And he's still pissed off. And in the headlines recently, he's still like, I have not met the queen yet. And they're like, you're not going to meet the queen.
That's so funny. So your take on Prince Harry, who do you think the dad is, if you had to pick?
I want to go with the first guy. I only want to go with the first guy. James Hewitt, because he has had interviews with Diane Sawyer in like 2020 and stuff like that, where he's actually confessed and he's written books about it, which I think either you have to be telling the truth or you're just a sick fuck who just wants to make a dollar. However,
which is possible.
Yes. However, I do like this other guy, very interesting. I want to know the relationship, because if he's been in his life this whole time,
right?
It's like you can kind of grow up with your real dad on the side. And right. Like when Daddy Charles is like, let's go, he's like, okay, I have to go fulfill my duties, because technically he would still be Diane. Yeah, Charles would be his stepdad, right?
Right.
Yeah.
No, Charles would just... Yes, Charles would be his stepdad.
Yeah, so he would just be doing a favor to Diana, I think, because he does that stuff all the time.
I think it's the other guy, because he's been in his life.
Or no, the third guy, the second guy. Yeah,
yeah. What's his name? Mark.
Yeah, Mark.
Because he's just been Mark Dwyer. Life the whole time. I guess like he basically raised him. That Charles wanted nothing to do with him. He's like, they ain't my kid.
Yeah.
Like when Steve Nash had a baby at the Suns and... And boom, woke up and it was like super dark. And
you're
All right. Three quick ones real quick.
Okay.
All right. Next up, Chelsea Clinton.
No. What did she do?
Chelsea Clinton. Yes. I love this one. I totally wouldn't.
What is she? Vladimir Putin's daughter?
Chelsea Clinton was born in Little Rock, Arkansas on February 27th, 1980 to former U.S. President Bill Clinton and former U.S. Secretary of State and 2016 presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Now, we all know about Clinton's sexual allegations.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, forever, dude. Forever. There's so many of them. 1978. Basically, Joanna Broaddick accused Clinton. Yeah, these are the names. Accused Clinton of raping her in 1978. Catherine Willie accused Clinton of groping her without consent in 1993. Leslie Mawihi accused Clinton of sexually assaulting her in 1980. And Paula Jones accused Clinton of exposing himself in 1990, and as well as sexually harassing him. The Jones allegation became public in 1994, and Clinton's first term as president. Boom, it just goes on and on forever, right?
Mm-hmm.
So who could the father be? So the mom has been nuts. Like, well, there's all these allegations, Satanists, all this shit. Used to go to this pedo island called Lolita Island. Bill Clinton's, Jeffrey Epstein's island was there. They see flight logs, been there 25 to 27 times. Hillary Clinton, I believe 6 to 7 times, right? So the question is, who could be the real father? And there is a belief that it's this guy, Webb Hubble is his name. He used to work for the Clintons in a, here it is, boom, we'll open this up a little bit. What do you think of this? Huh? I mean, the face.
He has the same non-existent chin. But I feel like there's a lot of Hillary and Chelsea.
And Chelsea. Let's see. And Chelsea. I just want to look this up real quick. Yeah. I mean, it totally makes sense, right? That they're all this crazy-ass weird shit going on with them.
Yeah, they're politicians. That's what they do.
They all bang each other. Look at all these weird... Look at this one. Doesn't look the same? The lips?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at this one. Come on, dude. It looks so fucking similar. We're looking at a picture of two... one has Bill Clinton with young Chelsea, and one has Hubble with a young Chelsea. They have the same features.
They have the same lower jaw.
This is Hubble's daughter.
Wait, where?
Right here.
Oh, fuck.
This is Hubble's daughter.
Oh, see, that just changed everything.
Right? Yeah. Guys, just put in Just put in a Hubble Webb Hubble and Chelsea's daughter.
Whoa, that was weird.
Right?
Like, I got like chills.
Right? Just fucking, I mean, dude, it happens all the fucking time, right?
Yep.
Look at this shit. I love when they break it all down, dude. That's the daughter too. Look at that. Boom, boom. One is, that's Hubble's daughter. That's Clinton's daughter. It's like so weird, man.
Wait, can you, where's the daughter?
Boom. Look at this one. Look at this, dude. Look at that. I mean, the same look, same look, same look.
Is that, that's not Chelsea next to him, is he?
Yeah. I mean, it's just like, dude, you have, if you're listening to this audio, just put in fucking Hubble.
Yeah, that's like a,
and Clinton, man.
Just smoke a joint and stare at
that
for a while.
What's your take on Hillary? What's your take on Hillary?
Personally?
Yeah, do you think she's a, do you think everything that she's accused of is just because she's a woman?
No, but I just feel like a lot of it was like the flames were flared to because of that.
Look at that, dude.
I think a lot of that was.
Can we put this up, Aaron? Look at that.
We can't have a woman. She's going to menstruate and push the red button and kill us all. It's
I think she's evil as fuck.
Everyone, anybody in the White House right now is evil
for
as fuck.
For sure, for sure.
Everyone is corrupt. The world is on
one
fire.
Side. I think she's just
Puerto evil. Rico was a huge success, by the way. I don't know if you realize that or not. Yeah, only 3,000 people
for
died.
Sure, for sure. Did you ever hear that Bill Clinton had a black kid, too?
No.
Right here, this kid, guy right here. I don't even know what his name is. So you ever hear the theory that, that Chelsea Clinton is a Satanist?
No, I have not heard that.
Where she basically wished the Church of Satan. Here's the tweet.
A happy birthday? Or
yeah, what? Yeah, yeah.
She did?
Yeah, yeah. She goes, happy, here it is. Happy New Year. This is it right here. Can we put this on? I love that you just click something and it just comes up. This computer is weird as shit. Okay? So you basically, here it is. Hey, it's been so long. Happy New Year to the Church of Satan. Same to you. Here, it's going to be a great 2018.
That's a hack. Someone hacked
her. No.
Yes.
No.
Did they erase it? Was that tweet deleted?
No.
She don't just go out there.
Okay, stop. Okay, before you go, here's Chelsea with an upside down cross. God damn, this thing's too sensitive. Right? An upside down cross. Just put in Chelsea. Upside down cross. Here and here.
Well, good for her, though. Satanism looks great on her.
Hey, dude. Satanism is Satanism, dude.
Who am I to say what's good?
So what do you think of that?
It's very intriguing.
All right. I have a couple more, but we're running out of time.
Sure.
Basically, the leader of Germany is Hitler's daughter.
Angela Merkel?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. They basically found when Germany and the... Well, first of all, real quick, I'm just going to do this. Hitler is a Rothschild. You ever heard that?
I've heard the term Rothschild, but
okay,
I don't
the
know.
Rothschilds are like the family that they think run everything. Okay,
okay.
So basically, this is. Can we go to the screen, please? Oles Hitler, right, is Hitler's father.
Okay,
was the illegitimate son of Maria Ann Schlickenberg.
That was really close.
And Baron Rothschild. Okay, and they basically break it down. Basically, Maria Anna was the help of Baron Rothschild. He banged it, got her pregnant. He sent her on her way, right? So then they have Oles. Oles is Hitler's father, okay? And Oles had a kid. Oles changed his name from what was his name?
Oles?
No, his name was Oles something. He changed it to Hitler.
No.
And then he had a kid, and that kid was Hitler.
So, Adolf Hitler,
which explains why they believe Hitler didn't die. He actually escaped to Argentina, and there's pictures
and lived,
of him there.
And lived in the palace or whatever.
Yeah, and he was like a doctor there.
Yeah, that's so weird.
So the Nazis are crazy people, right? So what do? They basically freeze Hitler's sperm.
Mm-hmm.
And later on, as a deal, the scientists of the SS, Nazis, gave Russia the sperm.
Mm-hmm.
And then they supposedly, basically, got a woman pregnant with the sperm, and it was Merkel.
See, that wouldn't surprise me. Nazis did some weird shit.
They always did weird shit, dude. Always did weird ass
like
shit.
Like weird science experiments and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But is there like a is there a face to face of Angela and Adolf? And what? And Merkel?
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah.
Merkel
oh, yeah,
and Meghan Merkel? Oh, yeah, oh God.
There is. Hold
There's
on.
The Pierces I'll and the find, Merkels.
I'll find it right now. Here we go. Boom. Angela Merkel. Here it is. Now I can't show it on here. But I'm going to show you. Basically, Angela, here's Hitler's mom was Clara Hitler, right? Here, look at it right here.
She was Miss Congeniality in high school.
Look at it right here. Don't look at it on the screen. Basically, because I don't have time to upload it. I didn't upload it right.
Oh.
Right? And then just go down. You know?
Right? Ew, you just put a little mustache on her.
Yeah, right?
Oh, my God. That is weird.
Right? Now, here's the thing. There's actually a famous picture of Angela Merkel.
She's holding her hands just like him.
Angela Merkel, Theresa May, and one other girl when they're kids and they're all hanging out with each other. And now they're all leading like some of the biggest countries in the EU and Europe, right?
Oh, really?
Right? I'm telling you, it's all crazy. And then the last one is, are the Obama kids really Obamas?
Yes.
Okay, so here's this whole theory that...
Unless they're Eddie Murphy's here, again.
So here's a theory that's really these people's kids, right?
Who are those people?
Okay, we'll get into that. Our final thoughts real quick. Our final thoughts. So Sasha and Mary's real parents would be the real... What's the name of it? My parents identified. Where are they? The fishermen, real parents. I'm trying to find
it. They were loaned so America could accept the first fake family. Okay.
Well, hey. Well, I mean, dude, so out of all
like
these,
that was
this
their
is the
goal.
One you don't believe out that, of all of them.
Yeah, no.
Were there any ones you don't believe?
This one I don't believe at all.
You don't believe? You don't believe Obama's kids are yeah, I don't
Are on loan?
Yeah.
No.
I'm trying to find the name of the real parents, but I don't have time. All right. So that was Cuckapalooza.
That was fun.
I hope you enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun. You got any dates coming out that people can come see you?
Oh, God. I'm sure. I'm at the store this week. I gotta check my calendar. I've literally been off the grid for a week and a half, but I know I'll probably be at the store this weekend. And then October? Yeah, in October I'm taping my show, so... I'll be busy with that.
You're doing
the first
great
week of October
things.
And the end of October. So if you want like tickets, hit me up on Instagram at Justin Martindale.
Justin's going to be huge. I guarantee you this. If he's not already, he's doing great things. And I'm very thankful that you came on the show.
Yeah, it was fun,
and
Sam.
I hope you enjoyed this weird, kind of weird.
Yes.
So I
want to. I want more. I want to come back. This was fun.
Oh, dude, come back anytime. Okay. We'll talk. We'll get pick a topic. We'll get into it. We'll just go around the horn, talk about what happened this week. I just want to really quick say something. Obviously, Off the Grid is not here. I have to say that is not my decision. He is just ghosted. He said if he was ever going to quit the show, he wasn't going to show. He would just ghost. I will accept that my Twitter argument with him had something to do with this. You know, I will accept that role. I did not want this. I did not ask for this. He is always welcome back. So I haven't changed the passwords on the Instagram in case you guys want to communicate with him through DMs. But just know this is not my decision. I'm not saying I'm the easiest person to work with all the time. Okay. I've had this feed. I've had three shows on it. And one ended naturally. I don't talk to the other co-hosts. That's fine. I talk to Gareth all the time. I don't talk to Vicky. We just went our separate ways. I went, you know, Steve with the International Bad Boys, Steven. We had our blow up fight, but I did stand up at his wedding and I love Steve Randolph. And I got to be honest with you, if it wasn't for that blow up, this show would never have happened. With Ryan, we had a disagreement on something on Twitter and we both kind of shouted at each other and it didn't. I'm not going to get into it other than I own my part of it. He's not here to defend himself. And if he ever wants to come back and talk or he ever wants to come back to the show, he is welcome. It is not my call. So I'm going to leave the seat open for as long as I can. Try to do this the best. Obviously, I'm running the board and talking at the same time. It's a little crazy, so I hope you guys can understand as I learn how to do this. But I appreciate all you guys. I know I might lose some of you, and if I do lose some of you, I understand because you love Ryan so much, and I miss him, and I love him too. I'm not perfect. I make mistakes, but all I can do is own it and hope to make amends at some point. It's a two-way street, but I got to clean up my side. So I appreciate you guys and everything you do. We're going to bring it on home 1 second at the end of the show. Justin, you were great, and we shall see everybody soon. So take care, everybody. Take care.